While Iraq is very much in the news these days, the crisis that's often mentioned is that between Iraqi and Kurdish forces. But on Monday, the UN announced that it has suspended health programs reaching a million people across Iraq because of underfunding, bringing to light a much urgent crisis, a humanitarian crisis that has very much plagued Iraq. With me today is the program manager at the Education for Peace in Iraq Center, Taif Jani, and their research and advocacy representative, Nicole Lattiser. EPIC has partnered with several organizations such as the Iraqi Children's Foundation to address and aid the humanitarian crisis in Iraq through their campaign, Soccer Salam. Nicole, can you tell us about what the mission is behind Soccer Salam?
Soccer Salam is an emergency relief project to deliver emergency humanitarian relief to the children of Iraq and their families. Humanitarian relief really includes food, water, medicine, and things of the like, but also Soccer Salam is named that because we want to kind of give them the joy of soccer and the chance to kind of play, because you don't really get that in IDP camps.
And Taif, what influenced EPIC to get involved in this campaign?
Soccer Salam is a coalition of four nonprofits, four small charity organizations, including the Karada Project, Goals and Dreams, and Iraqi Children Foundation. They're all Iraq War veteran-led organizations focused on Iraq, and we basically came together because we saw there's a huge need to help the displaced children and their families in Iraq.
Many listeners have perhaps come across a few articles on the humanitarian crisis, but maybe don't understand the realities in Iraq. Taif, you came to the United States in 2008, so you've experienced this firsthand. What's the situation really like over there? What did you see as a young man growing up in Iraq in terms of displaced children?
I left Iraq in late 2006, so I've witnessed the sectarian civil war that happened in Iraq and a lot of what those displaced children really face, including myself at one point, is, you know, the lack of food, access to drinking water, shelter, safety. Basic needs, basically. So I can relate definitely to what these kids are going through right now. And I can tell you from my personal experience that we need to do something immediately.
So, Nicole, is this project just aimed for the younger generation or the older ones as well?
So the cool thing about Soccer Salam is it's rapid response, but also it's very adaptive. So it's kind of hard to just focus on a young generation when they're connected to their large families. Children live with their families, and it's going to be like 5 to even 12 members in like a single tent. And you can't really just address the needs of one. You have to address the needs of all. So what we do is we kind of focus on the younger generation with the soccer, and we focus on them with the medicine and the things that we provide. But also we want to provide for their families as well, to provide them with an environment that will give them the chance to develop and grow and play, which would require us to also give the rest of the camp what they need as well.
With your experiences, Taif, do you think Soccer Salam will leave a lasting impact on the younger generation and the older one as well?
Absolutely. Soccer Salam already has delivered aid to more than 1,000 displaced families and their children in Iraq. And again, from my personal experience, when someone reached out to me and gave me assistance back when I was displaced, obviously, you know, I was able to come to the United States, finish my education, and I'm working here in D.C. right now. So definitely what we're doing right now to deliver assistance that no other organizations are doing, to reach out to people that have never been reached out before, is absolutely critical, and I'm pretty sure that these kids will appreciate it.
And I'm sure many are wondering, why soccer balls?
So soccer is a great way to kind of not only like relieve stress for us in here in the United States, but it's also a way to kind of introduce unity amongst kids there. And also a common theme in IDP camps and even refugee camps is that kids are bored. There's not much for them to do. The existence of schools is pretty rare. So providing them an outlet to do something other than just kind of sit around is very, very important. And also ISIS tends to kind of look for boredom as a way to interact with people and kind of recruit them to get involved with ISIS instead, because they're not just sitting around, they're producing things for their families and actively engaging in what's going on in their country. The fact that we're able to kind of connect with those kids through soccer is going to give us more of a chance to reach out to them and give them a chance to not have to choose ISIS.
And exactly how much money is needed to make all of this possible?
Well, currently we are running a crowdfunding campaign trying to raise $20,000 to deliver summer humanitarian assistance to displaced children, Iraqi children and their families in Iraq. So this is our goal for this summer, and we're trying to reach 2,000 families.
And how would the supplies be delivered?
The partners that we mentioned earlier are partners that are in the United States, and they're also veteran-led nonprofits. But in Iraq itself, we actually have an Iraqi-led organization called the Iraq Health Aid Organization, or IHAO. And essentially, IHAO is like our direct link to the IDP camps that we're delivering things to, and also to the Iraqi government and ongoings in Iraq. We receive constant updates from them. And what happens is when we raise these funds, we immediately send these funds to them, and they buy all of the goods that they could possibly need within Iraq. That includes the soccer balls, that include kind of workout suits that we give to the kids to play in, sneakers, food, that kind of thing. Everything is kind of bolstered within the Iraq economy.
And I'm sure our listeners are certainly intrigued to learn more and perhaps are willing to help. So, Taif, how can others really get involved?
It's really easy. You can easily just go to crowdrise.com/soccersalam and make a donation. $10 can go a long way in Iraq. And also, you can simply share Soccer Salam and hashtag Soccer Salam on your social network. Simply share anything on Instagram, Facebook. You can share videos or photos of you playing with the soccer balls, and that could mean a lot to our campaign.
Well, that's Taif Jani and Nicole Lattiser with the Education for Peace in Iraq Center. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm Mandy Aracena reporting from Washington.